Good morning, everyone. I call this meeting of this special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the Public Service Commission. With me here is Commissioner Crotchis, and joining us on the phone is Commissioner Fedorchak. Good morning to both of you. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Crotchis, do you?
I do not.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
No opening comments for me.
And is our connection good? Are you able to hear us all right?
I can hear you. You can hear me?
Very well, yes. Okay, we'll move right into our agenda then. RC1, having been approved by the Attorney General, I move the Commission adopt the proposed amendments to North Dakota Administrative Code, Section 69-06-08-01 and 69-09-02-35. And Chapter 69-09-09, and forward the proposed amendments to the Legislative Council for publication in Public Service Commission, Public Utilities Rulemaking, Case Number PU-16-775, and Public Service Commission, Public Utilities Wind Decommissioning Rulemaking, Case Number PU-17-23.
I second that.
We have a motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Yes. Just to go over these a little bit, in case number PU-16-775, the Commission is proposing to amend North Dakota Administrative Code to add the impact on light-sensitive land uses to the selection criteria, which must be at an acceptable minimum. Also to add new policy criteria to allow preference to be given to wind projects that commit to installing light mitigation technology, and to adopt the 2017 update to the National Electric Safety Code. In that case, at the hearing, Commission staff commented that the Commission is already giving consideration to the use of aircraft detection and lighting systems. The rule change would codify the existing practice, but in consideration of the concerns of the industry, the proposal has been modified to be technology neutral and subject to commercial availability in addition to FAA approval. In case number PU-17-23, the Commission is proposing to amend North Dakota Administrative Code to strengthen decommissioning requirements and require decommissioning plans to be filed for Commission approval prior to operation. A two-phased approach is being proposed for financial assurance, with an initial financial assurance being provided prior to construction, and financial assurance sufficient to ensure complete decommissioning to be provided prior to operation. At the hearing in that case, the Commission staff testified that over the last 8 or 9 years, the Commission and the state has seen a substantial number of commercial wind energy conversion facilities begin operation. The proposed rules are intended to strengthen the method of ensuring funds for decommissioning and restoration are available throughout the life of the project, heighten decommissioning requirements for future facilities, and allow the Commission to more effectively monitor the costs for decommissioning and restoration.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The motion is approved.
Julie, you were right in course with the rest, with Commissioner Crotchis and I. Did you vote aye?
I did.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that completes my portfolio. Do you have the information that you need, Julie, or did for doing your motion?
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So. I move the Commission adopt the order issuing first amended certificate of corridor compatibility number 181 and first amended route permit number 193 in New Star Pipeline Operating Partnership LP Mapleton Terminal, Cass County, siting application case number PU-17-51.
I second it.
Okay, thank you, Brian. On February of 2016, the Commission issued a permit to this project for construction of a pipeline to transport refined petroleum products and associated facilities in Cass County, North Dakota. On January 30th of this year, NuStar filed an application to amend the designated corridor and route to include a site for a terminal with storage tanks, pumps, and associated facilities. We sent out a notice of opportunity for a hearing in February, and with comments or requests for a hearing due back in March 22nd. We received no request for a hearing. We did receive one comment from the health department, and they basically said that they stated that environmental impacts would be minor from the project if controlled by proper construction methods. So basically, this facility amendment allows for the construction of a terminal that will have up to six storage tanks with a capacity of 145,000 barrels per storage tank, and a number of other associated facilities with that to allow NuStar to maximize the potential of this this pipeline and allow for storage and distribution of the refined product as needed by customers both in North Dakota and in Minnesota. They completed all the studies necessary to look at the environmental and cultural resources. There are no exclusion areas or avoidance areas in the survey area, and basically the project, the one concern I had on this project was sound, and the sound associated with the facilities and the pumps that will be located at the terminal site. And they did, company did provide some information relating to the sound at those pumps. It is fairly substantial at the pump site, but it sounds like there's a berm that surrounds the facility that helps block some of that, and the nearest occupied residence is a good distance away from the storage facility, and they also are landowners that sold them the site for the terminal location, so these landowners are clearly aware of what's going in there, and by virtue of providing them the land, we have to assume that they are fine with it. So I think all of the issues have been addressed in this order, and I think it's ready for our approval.
Is there any further discussion? Did we have a motion and second? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
That's it for me.
And by the way, good job on that one, Commissioner. You know, that case was previously planned slightly differently, and the pipeline part, I think, drew very little concern. But the tank terminal initially drew concern from some of the locals there in their original location, and so it had to be moved. And I appreciate you working to bring that forward with the company that we were able to find a different location that didn't have that level of local opposition. Is there anything else that needs to be added to the agenda? Commissioner Fedorchak, do you authorize someone to sign the orders on your behalf?
I do. Have to do that for me, please. Thank you.
Who did you say?
Amy.
Okay, got that. And I neglected to mention, I think it was about 2 minutes after 10, and today is April 28th, and it was a couple minutes after 10 when we started the meeting. It's about 10:14 now. So seeing no other business before the commission, we are adjourned.